Happy beautiful Thursday afternoon.
What?
Morning. It is the morning.
Is this the last 90-degree day we have moving forward?
I think tomorrow may be the last one, if I'm not mistaken. And then we get into, like, all next week is supposed to be your typical fall weather, you know, September, October type of weather where it's going to be in the 70s, going to be crisp outside. Maybe some of these allergies will die down. I had to take a Sudafed finally for the first time in a while to try to dry out these sinuses and whatnot. My God, it's been miserable the last couple of weeks.
90 degrees today, 91 on Friday, 87 on Saturday, 86. On Sunday, and then 65, 73, 74, 76, 77. Golf.
And rain. We got rain coming up the next couple of days, right?
Looks like a chance tonight, and then Saturday and Sunday as well.
I had to throw the top back on the Bronco. I hope it doesn't rain on Saturday. I'm going to the Baker game on Saturday. They moved that game up to 11 o'clock, my wife said. Like, they're just changing times of games. Like, it was a storm coming because I'm going to the Royals game on Saturday night. You're going out there on Friday night. Mm-hmm. We were just looking at the pitching matchups. Like, Friday and Saturday, I know Q doesn't like to use the term must win. We got 9 games left. Friday and Saturday are must win games for this team because we don't know who's pitching for the San Francisco Giants, or we do, but we never heard of these people. And then on Sunday, it's Blake Snell that's pitching for the San Francisco Giants, a guy that I want pitching in Kansas City next year, wanted him pitching in Kansas City this year for this organization. So, you know, Blake Snell is going to come in here and he's going to perform well. So you got to get these wins, I think, Dusty, on Friday and Saturday, right?
That's right. Big battle on Sunday. Blake Snell and Seth Lugo.
That's right. That's a matchup, man. Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a matchup right there.
Friday night is, I believe, Waka. Saturday is Singer. Sunday is Lugo.
Mm-hmm. Where's your confidence level in Singer? About a 50-50 right now?
Yeah. Ask me that after the first inning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like watching my buddy play golf. What are these going to shoot today? Let me see his first drive off the tee box and see what his attitude does. That's what I always compare Brady Singer to.
Yeah.
The guy that hits the driver right down the middle, first tee box, and he's like, all right, let's go play, boys. Or if that same guy hits one and shanks to the right, he's like, I'm not pulling the driver out the rest of the day. The round's over.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's over mentally.
Yeah. Brady Singer does get out of it mentally fast,
he can.
Man.
He can at times. Smash or Pass, Thursday edition. This week's edition is Lay's potato chips.
That's right. Smash.
Yeah. They're bringing back what they call this, their OG flavor.
Yeah, they're calling it the all dressed flavored potato chip from Lay's or Ruffles, or, you know, I didn't realize Lay's and Ruffles were the same company, by the way. I had no idea.
TIL.
I mean, 47, almost 48 years old, realizing that Lay's and Ruffles are made by the same company.
So is this a Lay's chip then, or is this...
It says Ruffles. It says limited time Ruffles all dress flavor. Yeah. If you like any of the tangy vinegar based chip flavors like barbecue, salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion, pickle, or even ketchup chips,
which is a Canadian thing. You know, I've seen the ketchup chips in Europe before. I've never seen them here in the United States. It just doesn't sound appealing to me. Right?
It says Mahomes would like it.
Yeah, these are a must try. I'm not exaggerating when I call this the best chip Frito-Lay has ever made. It's not a gimmick. It's just good. All dressed up is not just a name. These chips literally get dressed with all the flavors. Well, really just 4 popular flavors. Ketchup, barbecue, sour cream, and onion, and salt and vinegar.
I'm out because of the salt and vinegar. I'm not a salt and vinegar chip. Too tangy for me. I'm just not a salt and vinegar
guy. Give me
guy,
a club so. Sub, no onion, Mike's way. Ooh. Add relish, add jalapeno with a side of sweet salt or salt and vinegar chips. That's my meal every time.
The smell of vinegar is one of the worst smells on earth to me. I hate it. Like that malt vinegar.
So you can't eat like Tabasco sauce.
No, I'll eat Tabasco.
That's like 90% vinegar.
Yeah, I know, but straight vinegar is just like when people put malt vinegar on fish and chips, that makes me want to throw up. The smell of the salt and vinegar potato chips just doesn't do it for me. So I would be out because of that. But if you just had the ketchup, the barbecue, sour cream, and onion kind of mixed in, maybe I would like it.
The resulting flavor is a pleasantly mouth-puckering, tangy, and sweet with a subtle smoky and garlicky note.
Well, you just listed every flavor there, article.
In sort, they are irresistible, impossible to stop eating. I suspect I will not be the only one excited about this release. After being introduced to Americans' heart and stomachs in 2015, the chips sadly left shelves in 2021. Since then, there have been many calls for their return on social media, even an entire Reddit threads dedicated to tracking them down stateside. Heck, even Ryan Gosling loves all-dressed chips.
Oh, wow. Well, Ryan Gosling loves them. We better get those things here, man.
You buried the lead.
Do us a favor. When you're at Hy-Vee today and you have to go get your little cool air tank, it's going to be 90, you'll be around a grill, take care of yourself. Go down the chip aisle. Let me see if they're there.
Yes.
They are.
I'll
yes. Venmo you some money.
Okay. Please.
And we'll bring them in tomorrow and try them on a Friday.
All right. I'll be there.
Because I'm excited.
I'll be there from 11 to 1 at Hy-Vee, 95th and Antioch, $10 steak day. But these are the ones I'm actually excited about. Lay's newest flavor, kettle cooked Cajun spice.
Hello.
Yes.
I think the kettle cooked chip, sucker. I will eat the kettle cooked chip, all, like those Cape Cod chips, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in on like
little
that.
Lighthouse
it's fantastic. Like that's a chip right there. Those kettle cooked chips, you got those. Let's go.
That
and then
Miss
you can throw
Vicks.
Some Cajun spice on top.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. Vicky's or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are those kettle ones, too. I like those.
I always thought of like Vicky Vet when I thought of those chips. I'll let you guys search that name in the during the break. That was my first love. Don't do it on the work computer. Dear. It'll crash.
Do not touch the work. We got the cameras up and running. Yeah. We're streaming finally.
Yeah, remember. Yes.
Don't touch a computer in there, all right?
She's a Norwegian princess. But yeah, I mean I'm down, man. Let's do this real quick. We got a couple minutes. Rank your top three chips of all time.
I think the cheddar and sour cream ruffle is by far the most superior chip out there.
Okay.
I do like sour cream and onion.
Okay.
Those are good. Barbecue chips are good as well. And like a plain ruffle is fine as well. And that you use the dip for. The other three you don't need dip. It's got the flavoring on the chip already.
Well,
so
we just found out we're supposed to put French onion dip on our hamburger buns.
I know, that did sound good. Like, I'm like, all right.
Someone also said to bring a steak back to life, use your Blackstone.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Medium heat, throw it on there, a little sear, take it off.
Okay.
I would say my top three are the Frito barbecue twist chips. Number two.
Are you talking like all kinds of chips or just potato?
Just any chip.
Because, like, I mean, obviously the Doritos
chip,
up
little,
there.
Yeah. I would go barbecue twist. I would go Cool Ranch Dorito.
Yeah.
And then I would go Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip.
The Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip is really good. That's a good call.
Those are good sandwich chips because
I
always put chips on my sandwich.
I love chips on my sandwich.
Oh, that crunch, baby. Brioche. Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. This is tough. I think the Sun Chip's going to make it, but I think I'm going to do Garden Salsa.
Garden Salsa Sun Chips are good, too.
Love Garden Salsa. I'm going to go...
Get the variety pack.
Miss Vicky's Jalapeno.
Okay.
And then this is a bad one, but I just love it so much. I know you guys are going to dog on it, but like the plain baked Lay's.
I like plain baked Lay's.
Plain baked Lay's.
I was never a fan of the baked chip. It always felt like fake.
Oh,
you know? I just wasn't a fan of the baked. I'm like, if I'm going to eat a chip, give me the good stuff.
Chili.
Remember when they had that Olean and that Olestra and people were crapping out their mouths because they ate all that stuff?
Cheeto Puff or Crunchy Cheetos?
Cheeto Puff.
Soft.
I think I'm crunchy, My dad's a Puff guy, though.
What about Flamin' Hot Cheetos? You like those kind of chips?
Oh,
like
God,
the hot
my
ones?
My sister's obsessed with those.
Ugh.
Every road trip, I'm like, oh, we're in the car for the next 7 hours.
Yeah, but that's like a road trip snack. That and corn nuts. Like, you don't buy that stuff normally.
So
but you go into a gas station in Oklahoma, you're like, I need corn nuts.
You know what my problem is with trips? I don't know why I do this all the time. I think it's because my dad taught me this. We got the 2-for-1 Planters peanut sleeves.
Yeah.
And I get the hot peanuts and the regular peanuts, and I'd mix them in my hand and eat them.
That's a good mixture.
Thanks, Dad.
Are they still 2 for $1, though? I mean, with inflation and whatnot?
Nah, they're 2 for $4.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know what they are. Or I get like a thing of sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds is another great road trip
type. And then the side of my mouth looks like Norv Turner's face.
Yep, exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, what the hell's going on here? Yeah. Oh, Twizzlers, another good road trip type of snack.
It just tastes like plastic.
Oh, I love a Twizzler. If you put Twizzlers out in front of me, I will eat them until they are gone.
If
I got a problem.
If they're the pull and peel, oh yeah.
Any Twizzlers, the little nib ones too.
What about
too?
Black Twizzlers? Like black licorice.
I'm not a huge black licorice fan. Okay. I was actually looking up licorice pipes last night because I remember those red licorice pipes. You can find the black ones. You can't find the red ones anywhere. And I'm like, I don't really want them. But that's a solid, good piece of licorice.
Ruffles sour cream and cheddar, Vicky's jalapeno, Lay's original. Nothing wrong with that.
Nah, that's a good list.
I like a Lay's original.
The problem with Lay's original is that they just crumble in your hands, you know? Nobody putting on the munchos. Is anybody making the muncho list?
No,
what
Pringles?
About Pringles?
No. Pringles made the meat. Kettle cooked jalapeno, garden salsa sun chips with a street corn dip, and then burger Doritos. That's my top three.
Burger?
I didn't know that was a thing. Maybe it's Bergère Doritos. I don't know.
Or maybe you're talking about like I'm trying to think out loud of like what could be the burger Doritos.
The jalapeno cheddar. The jalapeno cheddar Cheetos are a sleeper of a chip. Not a lot of people remember those, but the text line did. And it made me think of them as well.